sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Person has respect for the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a sign that the person has the taqwa in his heart. So the hadith we did yesterday, to mention part of it, has Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu, the three sahaba went to visit him, and one sahabi, Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu, asked him, first he told him that you're very lucky, you received a lot of good from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you're very fortunate, so tell us something. So when he requested, then Hazrat Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu anhu replied, he said that I do not, because the time, so much of time from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed, and I'm of old age, so what I will remember I will tell you, and what I don't remember, don't ask me also, and don't expect me to tell you that. So anyway, he mentions this part of the hadith, Amma Ba'd, he mentions what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned. He said that once we were travelling and we came to a place, a well called Khum, and which is between Makkah Sharif and Madinah Sharif, and ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فحمدallah wasna alayhi, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa wa'adha wa dhakkara, he advised and he admonished. Thumma qal, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Amma ba'd, ala ayyuhan nas, fa innama ana basharun yushiku ay ya'tiya rasul rabbi fa ujiba. O people, I am a human being. I am a human being. One point we take from here is sometimes people put Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam higher. Obviously, from amongst the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the guest, the best, the supreme, the outstanding. He is the gem and the selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. But here, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself is saying that I am a man. Sometimes people put him beyond a man. He say Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wa na'udhu billah, he's got the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the powers of granting rizq, the powers of granting shifa, the powers of doing things. But here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that I am a man, and very soon the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to me. What is meant by the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Malak al-Maut will come to me very soon, fa ujiba, and I will respond to him, I will reply to him, in other words, I will surrender myself to him, so that my life also will be going. وَأَنَا تَارِكٌ فِيكُمْ ثَقَلَيْنِ. And based on this, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is saying that I am leaving two things behind, two weighty things behind for you. In other words, he's giving advice to his ummah that I'm leaving these two things behind for you. أَوَّلُهُمَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The first thing is the Quran. I'm leaving Quran behind for you. فِيهِ الْهُدَى وَالنُّورِ. In this Quran is guidance and is light. فَخُذُوا بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا بِهِ. So take what is in the Quran, accept it, وَاسْتَمْسِكُوا, hold firmly to Quran. فَحَثَّ عَلَىٰ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam began encouraging this Quran about person being firm and taking the laws from the Quran. وَرَغَّبَ فِيهِ. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave targhib as far as holding firmly to Quran is concerned. So, and then one, that the part that relates to this chapter, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that أُذْكُرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. أُذْكُرُكُمُ اللَّهَ فِي أَهْلِ بَيْتِي. I'm warning you with regards to taking care of my family. In other words, have respect, take care of my family. So this lesson that we learn about the Quran is a very important lesson, especially in today's time and age. If people don't have time for Quran, they've got time for cell phones, they've got time for the internet, they've got time for sports. But how many people have got time daily to take out Quran? Yeah, this was the advice that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was giving for the whole ummah, that very soon my life is going to go, I'm going to leave this world. But this is what I advise, I'm giving you, hold firmly onto Quran Sharif. So the bare minimum we can do, at least is take out some time daily to read this Quran, take Quran Sharif, and take out some time daily. Even if we don't have time to understand it, at least we can sit in the talks of deen, or read some good tafsir. It's not just translation, because translation a person can't understand. Many things of the Quran we won't understand, because of its in-depth, deep nature. Or either we sit in some bayan, some talk, some program, so we can understand and learn. But the minimum we can do is take out time every day and read, make the tilawat of Quran. So today's hadith, an Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu ma an Abi Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu muqufan alayhi annahu qal, irqabu Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi ahli baytih. So that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is narrating this hadith, and he's saying that honor Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by honoring his family. In other words, show honor to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by honoring his family. One thing we learn from this, one point we learn, that anything associated with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, show respect for. For example, person goes to Madinah Sharif now, this is the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he should show complete respect for it. Somebody gives him a box of dates that's coming from Madinah Sharif, Now, because this box of dates is from the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I'm respecting him. By him showing respect to this box, by him not just throwing it in the bin, by treating it with respect, he might have a picture of Madina Sharif there. Or he sees one picture of Madina Sharif, he shows respect to it, because this is the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In fact, this person is showing respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anything that is associated with him, his sunnah also, a person upholds the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he says this sunnah is linked directly to my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, I'm respecting the sunnah. For example, the sunnah of entering the masjid, leaving the masjid, the sunnah of eating, the sunnah of wearing the clothes, the sunnah of sleeping, sunnah of waking up, everything there is sunnah. But a person is only respecting the sunnah because this is attributed and this is associated with my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This person in fact has shown respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today we'll start one chapter, we'll do one short hadith and then we'll continue inshallah. This is Babu Tawqir al-Ulama wal-Kibar wa-Ahli al-Fadli wa-Taqdeemihim ala ghayrihim wa-Raf'i majalisihim wa-Idhari maratabihim. The chapter on honoring the scholars, the elders and the people of goodness and showing preference to them over others and elevating their seating places and acknowledging their status. In other words, Allah Pak mentions one ayat of the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Can those with knowledge be equal to those who do not have knowledge? Only those who possess intelligence will ponder. So sometimes you will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a person ilm. Allah Pak has given a person Quran. Sometimes a person is hafiz al-Quran. Unfortunately today we find that a person is a hafiz, but he doesn't even realize that Allah Pak has given me extra ilm. Allah has given me Quran. Therefore I have to behave like a hafiz. So similarly a person who is addressing him, approaching him, seeing him, he has to give this person extra respect because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him something of deen, something very superior. So because of that the person has to respect. So anyway, as we go, we'll see this whole chapter has to do with respect. Respect is an intrinsic part of our deen. It is in fact in tasawwuf also. Ulama encourage it a lot. For a person to make spiritual progress, he has this quality in his heart that he has a lot of respect. Respect for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, respect for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, respect for his parents, respect for his asatiza, his ustads, his apas. He doesn't forget them. He remembers them, he makes dua for them. And if they have passed on also, then he makes istighfar. And he does all those things where they can also benefit. So these all form part of respect that will come under this chapter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing the simple things in our life, bringing the tilawat of Quran in our life, showing respect to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now showing respect to ulama and all those people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourage, that respect should be shown to. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.